Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, Facenda, F-A-C-E-N-D-A. And as you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Facenda as described in the reports listed above. Apparently, she is now a 58-year-old woman who again describes she was injured her left shoulder in 2012 while lifting a mattress. She provided information to this evaluator with the assistance of Yanika, Y-A-N-I-K-A, Facenda. She did undergo shoulder surgery in 2014. She denies any subsequent injuries since last evaluated here in 2018. At this juncture, she is only taking pills for pain. New paragraph. She did receive an order approving settlement on for 2020 to be inserted. She then reopened her claim. On 6/14/21, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Austin regarding the shoulder. He simply rendered a diagnosis of pain in the left shoulder, for which he ordered x-rays. She had a history of diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Not only did she undergo a shoulder surgery in the past, but bilateral carpal tunnel surgeries and one foot surgery. On 12/10/21, she had a full evaluation by Dr. Austin. He reported her course of treatment to date. He also performed a physical exam. His diagnosis was left shoulder chronic pain. This had been going on for a decade despite the appropriate and extensive treatment she had been provided. At that point, she had plateaued in treatment, and it is unlikely any further surgical or non-surgical treatments will improve her. She was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. She is no longer working and has permanent restrictions already set on her shoulder. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed scarring about the left shoulder, as well as on the dorsal aspect of the left hand. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Her axilla were shaved. Left shoulder passive range of motion was decreased to 140 degrees of flexion with tenderness. Abduction was 120 degrees with internal and external rotation to 70 degrees. Adduction and extension were full. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level on the left and the T10 vertebral level on the right. Motion of the right shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Many muscle tests was 5-minus for resisted left elbow flexion, common shoulder abduction, and shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. There was tenderness palpation at the left lateral shoulder and epicondyle, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Cervical right rotation was minimally limited to 65 degrees with tenderness and was 55 degrees on the left. Flexion, extension, bilateral rotation were full. There was tenderness at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was tenderness in the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. Vertebra clasped posteriorly at T8. Period. Impressions. Felicia Fisenda was injured at work on 7/12/12, as will be marked in my most recent report. Period. Since evaluated here in 2018, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her case. Period. She was then evaluated by Dr. Austin in 2021. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, current examination. Found her hair to be placed in a ponytail, emanating from the top of her head. Period. She states this was done by her daughter. Period. She had other signs of use of the upper extremities with her finger and toenails. Period. Moreover, her axilla were shaved. Period. This would reflect an ability to raise her arms above shoulder height. Period. There was passive decreased range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Her bra clasped posteriorly at T8, which was above where she performed combined active extension with internal rotation on the left shoulder. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same and will be marked. Period. End.